want to get to a difficult story, and it's difficult for us for many reasons, because Tex Walker's a good friend of ours, and he works with us here at Triple M as well.
Oh, he's here every Tuesday.
Yeah. Now, I understand your position as a board member at the football club, because your club's in broad in this, so you're probably limited with what you can say.
Oh, I can't say sort of anything while it's under investigation.
Yeah, so it is under investigation. So if people think we've shirked this morning, that's probably the reason why we haven't said, or personally, I haven't said anything about it yet, because it is under investigation. But I want to go on record as saying that, you know, I'm Tex's biggest fan, not only as a footballer, but as a person, as a bloke. And to see the way he conducts himself with his friends and his family, he's exemplary. And he's just a brilliant dad and a brilliant husband. And as I said, you know, I just have so much admiration and respect for him, and he's a larrikin, and I, you know, we love the bloke. But it would appear that he's made a mistake. And the interesting thing for me this morning is he's not shying away from it. He hasn't come out and said, no, I didn't do that, I didn't say anything. The club isn't denying it. And in fact, we've seen a report, I think, last night on one of the news services saying that he's expected to make an apology. So if you haven't caught up with this story, but I think a lot of people have, there's a footballer at North Adelaide, is it Robert Young?
Robbie Young, yeah.
Robbie Young.
Former St Kilda
player. Was embroiled in a bit of a little push and shove with Matt Crouch. Tex is very close to Matt Crouch. It appears that at either the quarter time or three quarter time huddle, Tex has gone out to the Crows huddle and has said something which has been deemed to be a racial slur. Now, I can't defend Tex because I didn't hear what he said, and I'm not about to try and tell people it didn't happen or he wouldn't do it, because it does seem that there's clearly a complaint and something has happened. In recent times, and we don't have to go back that far, Tex sat in this very studio and defended Eddie Betts, as he's done many, many times, and said, we have to stop with all of this racial stuff. So Tex is fully aware of what goes on, and he was angry at the time about Eddie, so I would say he's made an error in judgment. He's made a mistake. And again, for anyone listening saying, why are you defending him? Oh, it's just because it's your mate. Well, you do defend your friends. And all I'm saying is I know enough about Tex Walker to know that he's not that type of person. There's not a nasty vein in his body. He loves Eddie Betts. He loves Graham Johncock and all the Indigenous players that he's played with. And look, Roo, I know, as I said, you probably know the story, but if Tex has made a mistake, he will, and he is facing the music. One thing I don't like, and people might judge me on this, but why does the AFL, why are football clubs so hell-bent on self-reporting and dobbing each other in? I just want to know, why wouldn't you grab Tex as a club, not you, I'm saying in general terms here, you know what I mean, why wouldn't you pull him aside and say, Tex, you've done something really bad here, and we're not happy about it, and you handle it internally? I'll go off on a tangent here. I know, for example, I can remember Bernie Vince being dobbed in by teammates for being out, because there are team rules and there are certain disciplines that you want to stand by and live by as a football club. And this isn't me picking on the Crows, by the way. This is every football club in the land. We know this happens. Why don't you drag those people in and say in-house, listen, we don't accept your behaviour. Do it again, you're dropped, or you're not going to play, or why do we play this out in public? And I just, perhaps, again, I'm sticking up for my friend Tex Walker here. I'd like to have seen this handled in-house and say, mate, that's not good enough. We don't appreciate it. Don't do it. So I'm led to believe the club is...
I think we better wait and see what happened and all of that.
Fair enough.
Before we start making conclusions. But what you said about Tex is true. Ditz, he's a great fella. We all know that. So, well, let's wait and see what happened and deal with it from there, I think.
Yeah, it is under investigation. So we have to wait and see. So please, if you're listening, we're not trying to shy away from it. We're not shirking the issue, but...
Well, you just gave 4 minutes on it, I think, Ditz. Well, you didn't shirk on it.
We just don't know enough about it.
No.
I don't anyway, so we'll find out. But anyway, let's leave it there.